What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Relax, Relate, Repeat. Y'all know who we are, Trey and Jay. We are here, and yeah.
Hello, brother.
Hello, sister. Hello. I would ask you how are you, but we ain't even gonna go down.
Let's
that
not. Today because let us not do that.
Because if I ask you, that means you're gonna ask me, and I don't want to answer that question. So. It's going. So we just going, honestly, we just going to get into some sips.
Please. Let's just dive right in.
We're going to dive into some sips.
We don't need no pleasantries this week.
Okay, we can try to raise the mood and the aura in the virtual room. So I guess let's see what I have for us today. You know, the shade room did a little bit of something for me. First, I want to, this is something that you have nothing to say about because you just don't have anything to say about it. And I know you don't. The Super Bowl.
I was supposed to say, what's about the Super Bowl?
Yes, the Tampa Bay has taken home the title. Yes, they did. I was actually rooting for Tampa Bay, even though I'm not a Tampa Bay fan. Yeah, I just had like something small to say about this because I knew you didn't have anything to say about it. But I just want to say what I don't like is that like, in the terms of the Super Bowl, people really out here like, oh, Tom Brady, y'all, he wasn't going to let y'all take his throne. Okay, cool. Tom Brady was throwing the ball and doing his job and getting some points on the board. However, the reason why the other team didn't win is not because of Tom Brady. It would be technically because of the defense who kept the other team from scoring. So stop trying to act like that man was the sole reason behind how they won that Super Bowl. That's disrespectful to the defense, I personally feel. I always feel like it's always that bias towards like the offense side, but you got to realize like the offense can put points on the board, but if it wasn't for the defense, they wouldn't win the game. You can't win the game solely on offense, and you can't win the game solely based off of defense. And I think that's basic football for me to be not even a, I just started getting into football to the point that I understand this stuff. If I understand that concept, y'all should too. And stop trying to like, yes, he did.
But yes,
he
that's
did
a
his
basic
part.
Concept.
It's like, yes, he did his part, but like, stop trying to act like he was the sole reason why y'all won. Like, Tom Brady, he's not the one who didn't let them take it. It was the defense who did that. So, no, sorry. That's weird. Anyways, this Super Bowl performance halftime show, I didn't really watch it. We were actually on the phone when this was on, so you can kind of vouch for me on that. I didn't really watch the Super Bowl halftime performance. I literally went up to go wash dishes. So I didn't really watch it. I don't really have an opinion on it because I didn't really see enough of it to have an opinion. I would say I did enjoy in the beginning. Just, you know, I know we talked about it last week about how like Jasmine Sullivan was going to be singing the national anthem and her was going to be singing America the Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot her name. I forgot her name.
The poet?
Yeah, the poet. I
can't
think
of her name either.
Y'all know who we talking about because she is the poet. Because we know y'all know
the.
So yeah, they had her do a poem, and I enjoyed just like I think they said that she was the first poet to ever perform at the Super Bowl, which is dope. Shout out to her. They sung "Lift Every Voice and Sing" during the pre-show before kickoff. So like you know, I was enjoying all of this. I was enjoying what was given to me that day. So yeah, shout out to that. What else happened?
Yeah, you know, I didn't see none of this. I saw not a thing, and I don't care about the weekend. I never have and never will.
But yeah, I would just, the dog is coming to visit, I guess. Anyways. But yeah, so speaking of her, this is very random information. Did you know that her was singing on Maury when she was 10?
No. Why would I know that? The random episodes of Maury where they would be doing quote unquote positive things?
Yeah. Because I was, when I was scrolling through the Shade Room, I just got a like a glimpse. It was basically on the Shade Room talking about the different young star like stars who brace like got on stage and did stuff when they were younger, like on national TV and stuff like that. But yeah, so her was singing on the Maury show, and then Trevor Jackson was tap dancing or whatever he was doing at Showtime at the Apollo.
That's funny.
And then Jasmine Sullivan was also singing at Showtime at the Apollo. And I was just like, it's crazy. Like she had a strong voice then. They knew she was going. I have no shock compared to seeing what Jasmine Sullivan is doing these days based off how she was singing.
Yeah, she had a great voice when she was young.
She's like, yeah. Shout out to them. It just, you know, just something random positive going on. Something negative really quick that I find funny. Diddy is suing Sean John for $25 million for using his image without his permission. I guess he is no longer associated with Sean John. I didn't know this. I didn't know Sean John was still in business.
That's my question. Where is Sean John promoting at? Because they're not doing a good job.
I haven't seen anything Sean John since that black Sean John suit I had when I was a child. That jumpsuit I had when I was a kid.
I can see it. Stuff. It had like a little white trim or something on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's I recall that.
That's the last time. Oh, actually, I think your sister got me something Sean John in middle school when I ripped the Sean John off the tag because I didn't want people to know it was Sean John.
Well, I don't remember all that, but I do remember that black one.
That's a before I don't be I forgot Sean John was a thing until I seen this brace my timeline.
Who is the John in Sean John?
It's a lot of questions.
If he is the Sean, who is the John?
Yeah, I don't know.
Other questions that need answers. Where is Sean John sold besides Burlington Coat Factory?
Is it at TJ Maxx or Marshall's? It might be there too.
I doubt it.
I've never seen a Sean John.
Is that City anywhere. Trends? Maybe they got
that. It might be there.
I see.
Might be there. You might get it at Play-Doh Closet because you know the donations.
They probably don't even take it there.
They're like, nah, we don't want this. This is just gonna sit.
Play-Doh's is good for neglecting some stuff. Be like, no, or not rejecting stuff. Is what I'm trying to say. Oh, we can't. I'd be like, I'm sick of y'all.
Let's see what else is going on. Ooh, a man pretending to be Bruno Mars was arrested out of scamming a 65-year-old woman out of $100,000.
How does this even happen?
This is one of those moments that I talked about last week. I wish I would have read up more on this story to see what was going on.
I glimpsed past that and I didn't read it, but I was confused because I'm like, he's a celebrity. You're impersonating a celebrity. Why would a regular person give you a bunch of money if they know that you're rich? I was just confused with how that even happened.
This made me think. Of them post that I don't know if I said this on the show, but it really just made me think about that post when it was like, hi, this is Beyonce from my other account. I need you to send me some money for a plane ticket so I can come see you.
Like, why would they don't know nobody?
This is what that just made me think of. Like,
that is what it's giving. Because I'm like, did they have to pay for an experience? Like, what were they paying for that they thought that it made sense to send, quote unquote, what they thought was Bruno Mars money?
Yeah.
Rich ass Bruno Mars. What? I'm confused, but you know, I didn't read the story either, so I don't know, but that just, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't know how you got there.
Yeah, I am lost for words.
Two plus two is equaling 10, and I don't get it.
So now, what else I got to sip on today? For some reason, McDonald's is bringing back that nasty ass high C orange.
People like it.
Like I said, they're bringing back that nasty ass high C orange.
People really be liking that high C orange. And now let me tell you, I didn't see the huge hoopla for, you know, I don't understand why they took it away in the first place.
Because it's nasty.
I don't understand, like, what the purpose of that was, is what I'm saying. Like, what was the point of y'all just being like, oh, we're just going to take this off of there, knowing it was popular? But I also don't think it's that great. I have had a high C orange because, you know, sometimes, I don't know the last time I even went to McDonald's, but back when I was still frequenting McDonald's, I didn't want pop all the time. So I'd be like, oh, I'll just get a high C. You know, it'll be all right. Not that I
preferably.
But.
Because me, I don't. If it ain't orange soda, I don't want, or orange juice, I don't want it. A high C orange, it tastes dry to me.
It kind of does have like a dry aftertaste. It makes you more thirsty afterwards. Like you gotta
I don't like that.
When you're done.
Because that, like, the high, and it's like, it's just, it doesn't have enough flavor for me either. And it's like, for me, I, growing up, I enjoy, you know, when I was a kid, I used to enjoy, like, the fruit punch high C, I can do.
Yes.
The pink lemonade high C.
That is gross.
I was able to do that, though.
The pink lemonade high C is the bottom of the barrel of the high C. It don't taste like lemonade. It don't taste pink.
I don't. Honestly, truth be told, I don't know. Remember what it tastes like. However, I knew I enjoyed that more than I did vividly. The
it is disgusting. I don't hand me anything before you give me a freaking pink lemonade high C. Now the fruit punch high C is top tier. It's delicious.
So the point is, I remember I used to go places. And then, like, I used to go to a McDonald's. I remember some of our McDonald's used to have both of them. And I used to be like, I was like, oh, I want a high C. So they asked for a high C, and they didn't ask me which one I wanted. And they used to be just trying to surprise people. And that's when I was a kid, so I was ordering the food. And mom and dad would just say high C and call it a day. And I'm sitting here drinking this nasty orange high C and thirsty the whole time.
Yeah, it's really not that good. I don't understand the
whole
plot either way.
To the nasty.
It's really not that good. I don't understand why they took it away, because it's like, why would you take away something that's popular? But I mean, cute that y'all are bringing it back, but it's really not that great if y'all was selling the regular kind. But then the other thing is, like, either way, it's always watered down. It's rare that you even get a high C that's even at its full potency because it'd be watered down. I got a high C, I think a regular one, like a fruit punch one the other day at Popeyes. It was so lackluster. It was like water with a hint of high C. But that's what I get for going to Popeyes. I didn't even need to be there.
Well, see, you just messed up all my segues. So now, speaking of Popeyes, it's fine. I'll go to Popeyes, man, because you said Popeyes. Speaking of Popeyes, Popeyes is to release a new Cajun flounder sandwich. I never had flounder. I know it's a fish. And I only know that because either. Of...
Flex? The flounder from SpongeBob?
Yep, SpongeBob. Yep, that's the only why I knew about flounder in the first place, to know it was a fish. See, I'm going to try it because I can't eat nothing else from there except for, like, the shrimp.
Let me tell you something. I have not had flounder either, and the first time I tried it's not going to be from no Popeyes. I'm going to tell you that much.
Because I don't even know. Because, like, it depends. This is my thing.
It probably ain't even a flounder in there.
Like Subway tuna. I would try it because I don't know what kind of fish flounder is in general, because, you know, like, it's some things, you know, I wouldn't go no place and be like, oh, I want to try their baked cod. No, there's never, nothing in my life will ever just attract me to that kind of fish. Only time a fish that I feel like I will only eat from certain places, like if Popeyes was like, we about to have this fried salmon sandwich, I don't know if I trust a salmon. Primarily because, one, did you deboned it enough? And two, what it gonna taste like? It's just gonna taste like this. I don't trust it. I'm sorry.
And fried salmon, that's something you gotta be delicate with. You can't be making that. You can't be mass producing that.
Exactly. So just like, I don't trust stuff like that from there. Like this little cod, this is not cod, flounder sandwich. I'm going to just imagine this as like a giant fish stick. And I think that I...
cod what they use? I mean, you might not even notice, but is that like what they use? Chips? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they usually use cod for fish.
I would trust that more from Popeyes, because I know that they be doing that for them fish and chips, them nasty beer battered fish and chips. Now, they're not nasty. Once again, they're just lackluster. Just not that great. Every time I get them, I'm disappointed, because I'm like, why? I feel like fish should not be beer battered. That's just my own personal opinion. But it's too
low. Fish sticks might be made. Some fish sticks might be made out of flounder. I'm looking.
Who knows what's in the fish stick? It's probably some flounder and some cod and some tilapia and some salmon in there too.
I'm just sitting here. I used to enjoy a good fish stick as a child.
I still enjoy a good fish stick. Now, I'd be mad when you like bite it and some of it come off. Some of the bread it come off. You got to see that freeze dry looking. Thick piece of gum, piece of fish. That kind of takes kind of the allure away, but I will eat a fish stick today.
I haven't had a fish stick in a long time. I used to, and like, I used to kill some fish sticks. And then when I got old enough to enjoy a fish stick sandwich, I miss those days. I might have a fish sandwich today. I'm going to get me some fish sticks. I'm going to go to the store.
Let me tell you how I make my fish
sticks. When my car sandwich. Battery get recovered.
Oh, dang. But some of my, one of the brands I was just, they changed the batter on the fish stick and that irritated me. But yes, I make my fish sticks, get them all nice and crispy. And then I will season them with seasoning, salt, pepper, crack seasoning if I have it, Cajun seasoning, put some shredded cheese on there. I prefer shredded or that plastic American cheese such as Kraft, and with a little bit of hot sauce. And that's how I eat mine.
It's the seasoning salt for me. That's how you know you're Black. Putting seasoning salt on the dang on fish stick.
Sometimes you gotta spray them a little bit so the seasoning stick.
Mm-mm. See, I feel like that'd be too salty. But I don't know. I don't know. See, yeah. Fish sticks, you done messed up all my segues. I was about to talk about how I see. I'm gonna tell y'all my segues so y'all can see how it was gonna be good. Y'all was gonna say, I was gonna say that if somebody gave me some dry ass high C, I would change my Netflix password on them, just like this girl did to her family. Because this is funny to me, because I was considering doing this. So this is why
I know petty. I knew what you were going to say next.
So yes, so this girl, her family made her mad.
It wasn't me, y'all. He wasn't gonna change the password on me. Sorry. I made that sound
kind of personal. The password,
I made it sound kind of personal. I had to retract.
So yes, so this said her family made her mad, so she changed her Netflix password on them. And this is the ultimate pettiness, and I love it. I love this energy, and I love it because once again, this is something that I would do and have considered doing in the past. Like, do you know the joy that would come to your heart when somebody just makes you mad when they using your one of your streaming platforms, and you be like, okay, change password, and then log them out, and now everybody texting your phone. I'm sorry. Can I get the password again? No, you cannot.
Gee, that girl said her whole family got on her nerves.
The whole family. I don't know what they did, but
do better.
It is what it is. Do better. Y'all want that Netflix? Y'all better get together. What else? Because especially, you know, any streaming platform, because, you know, we got shows coming to these streaming platforms. You got things you want to see. You got things you want to watch. And then imagine you just don't have access to that because you was a terrible person. That's unfortunate.
What if they wasn't a terrible person and she was really just wrong?
Oh, that would be messed up, though. That's the case.
I just thought about that right now. Because, you know, they're not saying that she is. I don't know this woman, and I don't know what happened. But I'm just like, you know, with them people who, like, they be wrong, or they just can't see that, so they just mad at everybody else for telling them they was wrong. Because she didn't say they did it the wrong. She said they pissed her off or something like that.
Touche. Good point. That can go any way. But speaking of streaming platforms, we got some new show allegedly in the works. So the Best Man cast is allegedly starting. It's supposed to be a limited series coming to the Peacock streaming service. Who is that?
That's whatever the network is. Is it,
is that NBC?
NBC or CBS or whichever one got the CBS, Peacock in it? CBS, okay, so it's probably NBC.
Because CBS is Paramount.
Okay, yeah, well, it's NBC then.
So yeah, them people. I was low-key looking for my next movie that has never happened. It's Best Man Holiday came out when I was what?
You had to be in high school.
I was in high school, and I've been out of high school for a minute now. It hasn't been too long, but
why do I need another movie?
Because they said they were making another movie. And it never happened.
Now, I didn't hear that, so maybe that's the case. I heard they were trying to make another soul food and call it More Soul Food, and then that never happened, but it never needed to happen in the first place. But that was a while ago when I heard that, you know, everybody was trying to do they doggone reboots and stuff. I didn't feel like the Best Man needed another thing. I thought the holiday, I thought it was, you know, a complete story. Like, what y'all finna talk about now? I mean, I'm sure there's always more story, but I felt like it was complete. It was sad.
Yeah, well,
Move on.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Can't be thinking next, about emotions.
Next on the list, we got shout out to your boy Jason Weaver and Tabitha Brown. They're gonna be on The Chi. I enjoy The Chi, so I'll be watching that.
Still haven't watched The Chi, but I do like to see Marcus working.
Yes, I need Marcus to get his coin. Tabitha Brown is collecting her coin too. I love everything Tabitha Brown. Even if I don't be making half her recipes,
I don't make none of them.
Just for the enjoyment.
I made one. I didn't make nothing else. She just lifts my spirit though.
Her energy is just it's contagious, and I be needing this. I'm gonna listen to some Tabitha when we get done.
Hello there.
that was a good impression. That was a good one.
Thank you. Yay.
So yes, speaking of Brown, not Tabitha Brown, but the other Brown girl, Gorilla Glue. Miss Gorilla Glue, from what I've seen, they said it was her page. They done got the hair off.
The ponytail.
The ponytail was, I don't know. I don't think the ponytail was hers. They got everything else off though.
They did.
When I looked on it, what I seen, somebody sent it to me, and it was posted on her page. I don't know if this was somebody like made it up, but it was a bald head
on her page.
I'm gonna go. I can go check.
Here's the thing, and this is why I'm asking you, because somebody sent me a bald head several, maybe like 3 or 4 days ago, and was like, oh, they're saying this is her. But after I was sent that image, I saw the image of them where they just cut the ponytail out and she still had that hair on her head. So I'm a little confused as to what exactly is still on her head.
Yeah, I don't know. I forgot.
I don't think that bald head. Oh, I got her in my Instagram, in my searches. I don't think that bald head was her though, only because I got that bald head days before I saw another update of her where they had just cut the ponytail out and the rest of the hair was still on her head. Now, I don't know if something happened since then, because that's also possible. But when I saw that bald head, I was like, oh my gosh. But then that wasn't her. And then I saw that somebody was going to do a surgery or a procedure to get it off of her, like a doctor.
Yeah, maybe the bald head wasn't her.
Yeah, I don't think that was her. I think people just made that up. Oh, but I see something. I'm on her page right now, because I'm pretty sure some doctor in LA said that they were going to do a procedure for her for free to get it off of her head. And then I'm on her page right now. It didn't say all that, but that's just what I heard earlier today. And I'm taking it for fact, because the last thing she posted was prayers for traveling Grace on my way to LA to get this glue out of my head finally. So I'm gonna go with that story is correct. But yeah, I did see people passing around that bald headed picture like it was her, and y'all ain't right.
Man, because I was thinking that since we finally got it out her head, I done told
you. And I know why you thought it, because I thought it too. When I first saw it, I was like, oh man, I just saw something afterwards. So I'm like, well, that can't be her if this still her. I don't even think she went to the hospital.
No, I'm sorry. But imagine you just minding your business and you see your bald head with these little peach fuzzes coming out of it all over social media saying it was somebody else. How embarrassing is that? Because who head is this? No, somebody got mad at their client and said, I'm about to expose you real quick. Oh, that's so bold. That is so bold.
And I was up here trying to see the heads, and I was like, well, her head do got an indention right there. Maybe this one do too, so maybe that's it. But no,
and Gorilla Glue said they don't want no parts of this.
You know what I love, and this has nothing to do with anything. I love seeing like people that I know their stuff being shared, because every time I see that the people posting like, oh, she thinks she's gonna try to take legal action, it's always under the tweet of somebody who I know or who I used to know in college, and I'd be like, oh, Phil, I know you. I remember you back in. Back in Hubbard, we used to work for Red Bull. I remember that.
Shoot.
Nice to see him out here thriving. People be thinking he Mr. Mosby, and that's also hilarious to me because they got the same name. Their same real name.
Interesting. But yeah, Yeah, Gorilla Glue said they don't want no parts. They said basically they just repeated what was on the can that she should have seen and said, I hope she okay.
Lord, blessings to her. I'm so invested. And I'm mostly invested just because I hope she's okay. And I just wanna, you know, and I'm sure everybody else is. I'm sure we'll all calm down when we see that. Like, okay, she good? All right, great, cool. Cause that's all I'm waiting for. I'm literally just going to her page and trying to look for updates just to make sure that she's okay or to see, like, okay, did she get it off? Because I'm worried. Now I know she did not do it on accident, though. I do know. You know how I kind of said, oh, well, maybe she thought, no, she ain't think. She just thought it was going to work out better, which I still understand, I guess. But I still have I have empathy for her before anything else.
I felt bad for her now, but it was just funny in the beginning. It's like, it's things that I find funny about it, but then I just like, dang, this is really messed up.
I also just enjoyed her accent. Yeah, she from Louisiana. Yeah. I could hear it. That's why I really started rewatching the video, just because I like to listen to people from Louisiana talk. And then I was like, this is actually sad.
Yeah. Prayers to her and the health that surgery goes well for her. So next on the list of things to talk about, I'm going in a very specific order. Next, we have Tisha Campbell and Tashina Arnold are teaming up for a new talk show called... Did I say her name right?
I believe I didn't hear anything wrong. I think you said it, their names right. Yeah.
I know I got the shin. Is it Tisha, right? It's Tisha Arnold.
Yeah. No, it's Arnold, now you're confusing it. Yes, it's Tisha.
So, anyways, so yeah, Tisha and it's called Tisha and oh my goodness. Tashina? Tisha and Tashina have issues. Jesus. And I'm going to watch the show because I got issues too. And we're going to watch this.
I also have issues and I like them together. And I saw Tisha at Essence and she waved at me. Well, she waved at the group I was in, so let me not act like and she only waved to somebody else, yelled at her. So let me also just not act like she somebody else was like, hey Tisha. And she waved and we waved back.
Well, that's cute. Next thing, this is the last sip I have, and then I just got a miscellaneous question just to have fun. So Aunt Jemima, we talked about this in like the first or second episode.
I also saw this posted from Phil.
They were supposed to be changing their name after Quaker Oaks, you know, said they were going to get rid of the Aunt Jemima because of, you know, racial stereotypes, racism. And then they changed his name to this plantation ass name. And I'm very confused. They're changing the name to Pearl Milling Company. This
they could have changed it to Auntie's, and that's it. Auntie's syrup.
Anything. Pearl's Milling Company. This sounds like a plantation. They are singing Negro spirituals in this milling company. It's boring. They didn't have to put nobody on it. They could have did anything else. They could have named this anything else. And I just don't appreciate it.
That's you all talk about this on like the first episode?
Yeah, like the first or second episode. It was in the beginning, way in the beginning.
Gosh.
So that showed how long it took for them to do this. I'm like, y'all took this long to come up with Pearl's Milling
Company. Well, you saw how long it took. What's the football, the Redskins? You saw how long it took for them to change their name. It took years.
Okay. No, that's not the point, though. The point for that
one. Years from since them saying they were going to.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't know. Because,
people were, you know, pushing for it for a while. But from the time that they said they were going to change it, now maybe it didn't take years. So, I mean, I don't really know. But from the time that they said they were going to change it to the time that they changed it, it was a long time. It was a long time. And this, what is it now? Washington Football Group, the team.
Yeah.
The red shirts.
That's disgusting. Anyways, we're going to skip over that. We're not even going to speak about that team. Ew. But yes, there was something else I had to say, wasn't it? Or did I make that up? I may have made it up. Yeah, I don't have anything else to talk about. Sips are consumed.
Okay, sips are consumed. Do you have a hate before I tell you what I hate?
I do have one hate. I do want to specify. I hate the cold. I have two hates. First, I hate that cold weather be causing your batteries to die. Okay. I be busy sometimes and I be going through stuff And I don't always remember because like I work from home, so I don't use my car. And my car does not have a remote starter because it's stupid. So
mine don't even
I don't remember all the times, you know, go outside to start my car. So sometimes it may be a couple of days before I go start it again. And you know, typically it starts, but today it didn't. And I'm very upset about this. I'm confused. I have my car sitting in the freshman lot of Central Michigan University in the depths of the winter, frost and -3 degree weather, all this crap. And when it thawed and I went to go start my car, guess what it did? It started. It was a different car, but that's not the point. The point is, why do batteries pick and choose
when they want to be effective? Some of that might be the point.
That's probably the whole point, but I don't care. I'm gonna save my story because I'm mad. I'm bothered by that. That's so stupid. Somebody need to create batteries that don't decide they don't want to work in the winter time when it's cold. It's dumb. Because this is the thing. I would start my car one day and I'll go start the next day and it still be giving me kickback because it's cold outside. That's stupid. It gets cold places, okay? It should be allowed to get cold. It's okay. Next topic. I'm getting frustrated mentally. Next. Next thing that I hate. I hate that Facebook data be plotting on my downfall. And this is why.
Sorry, I keep forgetting that that's a thing. All right. I'm caught up.
Yes. Y'all know I be on Facebook data and all them stuffs. So Facebook data no be giving me notifications when people be messaging me. And I don't appreciate that. Because it's really, really disrespectful. You know, when you match with somebody on Facebook dating and they messaged you and then you didn't give me a notification, it'd be the person who I really wanted to match with. Like, they was cold. I'm like, they probably not going to like me back. Woo, woo, woo. Well, 3 weeks later, I go in there for something else because I ain't getting notifications. Find out they liked me like 3 weeks ago, sent me a message, sent me another message, and I ain't replied. So now they don't think y'all be plotting on me, and I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate it. Y'all don't want me to be happy. TikTok told me I was gonna be lonely on Valentine's Day. They were right. Facebook dating don't want me to date nobody. Tinder give me people who I don't want to talk to. I guess I'm just meant to be single and have a dog. That's what it's looking like right now. Really dog like. I'm gonna give me a Yorkie like Loki and just be happy. That's all I have to say for now, unless I gather another hate while you go through your hates.
Hate okay. Away. Speaking of social media and the like and messages, I actually think I told you this, but I'm gonna tell the people because this is what this is for.
You should have seen the way I looked up from my phone when you said that. I already knew where this was going.
You niggas be talking to me entirely too familiar. And I just want to remind y'all that we don't know each other. In most of these cases, we do not know each other. You do not know me, and I do not know you. So just keep that in mind when you speaking to me, when you are in my DMs, because I speak to people, you know, mostly it's like I'll post something and people will interact. And I'll like just respond to the interaction. That's usually what it is. I'll post something on my story. Somebody will say something back to me. And it usually starts with something regular. So I'll just respond or I'll say thank you or just whatever it is. Basic stuff. The other day, I ain't going to go into all of it, but I would just tell you the examples of what the type of stuff that be happening. Somebody told me to send them my number so they could text me. Didn't ask me. Didn't say, hey, can I speak to you off of here? Do you mind if I have your number? Oh, send me your number so I can text you and after I get done. Who said that I want you to have my number? Who said that? I don't even know you. I've never seen you before in my life. I don't even know where you're from. I don't even know how you follow me. I don't even know how we even got to this point. You asked me a question. I answered the question. And all of a sudden, you think you got access to my phone number and you just gonna say that like I'm just supposed to give it to you? Like we just go back. It would be different if like I knew you and we was talking on there and you was like, oh, I don't have your number no more. Send it to me so I could text you. That's different, you know, because we familiar. I don't know you. So how you just going to tell? How do you just expect to get that? I just wanted to share my number with you, that I just wanted to be bothered by you. It's the audacity for me. And then also the audacity for somebody else to indirectly ask me on a date. I mean, they did ask, but they were just like, oh, can I take you on a date? It was something. It was, you know, a nigga with asking me on a date. And I was just like, you know, nah, basically. And then their response, now this might be more so petty, had an exclamation point in it, and that irritated me. It was like, okay, Jalen, exclamation point. I was like, excuse me, exclamation point. Second, first of all, don't be talking to me all aggressively via DM. Second of all, first, I don't know which of all that was. First of all, don't be messaging me aggressively in the DM. Second of all, don't call me by my full name if I don't know you. If I am Jay on the internet, keep that energy. And I know I'm also Jalen on the block. That's also in my bio. But you don't know me, so don't be calling me by my full name like that. And don't be doing it with no exclamations. Third of all, if you aren't cute enough to talk to me, don't be asking me on no date. Because that also be happening. Stop it. Stop it. Stop trying to make me be mean to y'all. Please stop it. Well, really don't ask me on no date in general. But I just be extra offended when I just be like, the audacity. You saw me. You came to my page and you saw me and you still thought that you could DM me. And then where did you think this was going? What did you think?
I have another hate about DMing.
And I'm messages. Friendly. So I'll, you know, maybe y'all just be thinking the wrong thing. But just because I'm nice doesn't mean that I'm just going to allow you access to me because I'm not.
Put it like this. She friendly. I'm not. if I say on my profile on these dating apps, sorry, Jalen, I don't do hookups. You know what that means? I don't do hookups. So you know what that means? If you want to do a hookup, I'm not the person you should be swiping right on, okay? Okay, thank you. Because if you say something to me on that tip, just know that I'm going to talk about you. And I'm going to tell you no. And if you catch an attitude, I'll be telling you no. I'm going to screenshot that and post it on my private story on Snapchat. Have a great day.
Wow,
people are weird, and they that's actually the name of that private story that I post that stuff to. People are weird.
People are weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's all I have to say. I don't have any other hates. I don't think I didn't gather anything while you were hating.
All right, cool. Do I hate anything else? No, I'm gonna just leave it at that. Stay out of my DMs. Let's just do that. If you don't know how to act. So, to the question, I could not remember if we answered this question or not, but somebody asked it, so that's what we're going to go with. And if we answered it, I'm sure it was a long time ago.
For sure.
So, have you ever had to break up with a friend, and how did you do it?
Ooh. Okay, me and my friend, I broke up with a friend in junior year of college. It was a toxic way of doing it. So the way I did it wasn't probably the right way to do it. So I'm gonna tell you what I did, and I'm gonna tell you what I could have did better. We're gonna do that.
Tell me. Wait, let me tell you, because I'm sorry, Trey. I kind of, maybe I should start, because I'm also terrible and I don't know how to fix it. So I probably need the advice.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm probably like you, listener. I don't know how to break up with friends. I really don't. I just be ignoring them niggas as soon as they get on my nerves. And not as soon as they get on my nerves, but it's like me and my friends, like my best friends, we do not argue. We don't really do all that. And I don't know why that is. I feel like we just haven't irritated each other enough to really be having no real ass arguments. Whenever anything that my friends have done irritated me, I usually just process it because sometimes it be me and sometimes I'm just overthinking it or doing too much. So I just take a moment, process that, and then eventually I'll probably just get over it before I even feel the need to bring it up. And then if I do feel the need to bring it up at a later date, I will. But that's all that goes. But when I have somebody who I feel like is just draining me, or this friendship isn't working, or I just don't want to be your friend, honestly, I don't be knowing what to do. I just really be ignoring them. And part of that is because the reasons, I don't be feeling like they good enough. I be like, I just don't like you anymore. That's not, well, I don't want to say that to somebody. So I just be like, I would just ghost, because That sounds more like a me problem than like a you problem. Like, because I don't like your personality. Like, how is that productive or helpful? So I don't know how to break up with friends either. So Trey, tell us what you did wrong and how you can fix it. Cause I don't even know. I'm okay. Still ghosting people.
So it's okay. So that's the thing. It really just depends on the extent of the friendship. So this is why I say I could have did things better. However, I kind of looking back, I don't really know if I could have did anything differently. So I had a friend who I was really close to my freshman year of college. We were really close. And like, it was just some things that going on in our friendship that I just didn't appreciate. And within that, it was kind of like, as time went on, I just started to like not really want to be their friend. Like, I wanted to, but I also didn't want to deal with the negativity that was being brought to me. And it's like, as I was like being there, as I start to fade away from being their friend, I start to get really close to somebody else. And that bothered them. And instead of me like, you know, taking that time to acknowledge and address how I was feeling, I kind of was just like, we'll be mad. Like, I kind of like just didn't really care. And I feel like that could have caused a lot of unnecessary tension, because I could have easily just been like, look, this is how I feel. And this is why I feel like we're not as close as we used to be. But instead, I just took the route of like, I'm just going to not really talk to you. And I just did, like you said, I just faded away. I started calling less, texting. Well, calling never, texting never. If you didn't message me, I wasn't messaging you. And I just kind of faded away. And I feel like it really just depends on the situation. Because if you're not really, really close to somebody, you just like, you might not need to cancel the friendship all the way, but just take a step back. And if that step back causes the friendship to not be there anymore, then it is what it is. Cause y'all not that close that y'all hanging out on a regular, cause you to the point that you hanging out on a regular every single day, y'all need to have a conversation about what's going on and why you feel the way you feel. However, if it's like, oh, you somebody who I'm friends with and I hang out with you like once a month, maybe twice a month, you call me sometimes, I'll call you sometimes. Them the type of friendships that you can like slowly just fall back and push them to that acquainted stage. And if they don't notice the difference, then you just go about your life. And they start calling you a little bit more. Like, if you don't want to talk to them at all, then you might want to cut that off and be like, look, I just don't think that us being friends is the best thing. And that's just an awkward conversation that if you really feel like needs to be held, you need to just say it. Like, it's not going to be no pretty way to be like, oh, I don't think we should be friends no more. They're going to be like,
whack.
They're going to be like, why? Because I just don't feel like I'm getting anything from this friendship. Like, there's nothing against you. I just don't think that we can be friends. Even though, okay, maybe it is something against you, but whatever.
That's what I was going to say.
I know. I see it in your face. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm trash. This question is hard.
I'm whack, because when that happened to me, okay, so let me actually break down what actually happened to me. And I might, like, I don't know if I probably mentioned something about this before. I'm sure I did. I was friends, air quotes, with somebody for maybe like 3 years, give or take. Maybe four, but I want to say closer to, no, I know it's, I've only, whatever, 3 or 4 years in between one of them things. But all in our friendship, I never felt like I was fully in it. I felt like she was cool. I felt like I was her friend, but she wasn't mine. Or maybe the opposite. Like, I feel like she considered me to be closer to her than I ever considered her to be to me. Like, I feel like we were cool. We could hang out. We could connect on certain things. But I never felt like my guard was fully let down around her. I never felt like I could be my full self. And I feel like that had a lot to do with how we met. So I don't think it was anything against her personally. But just in the way that we met, it was weird to kind of transition our friendship, for me at least. So I never felt super, super close. And I would find oftentimes with me being around her, I would be exhausted or I'd be annoyed, or I would just feel like this was a lot. It took a lot for me to deal with this interaction. Now, sometimes it'd be great. It'd be cool. Everything would be fine. But then I'm just like, I just started to be really irritated by her. And I was just like, you know what? I'm not pressed to continue this friendship. And then I just started ignoring her. And I just blocked her on everything.
Not Jalen.
Because she kept calling me and I was ignoring her and I couldn't, she did not deal with the ignoring. So then she just kept calling. So I'm like, bruh. Then I just blocked her and then she started calling me off Instagram and I had to block her on Instagram. Duh. And I had to block her on Facebook. And what's hilarious, Trayvon, is she lived like 3 minutes from me.
Duh.
So yeah, that was, I stopped being friends with her right around the time, a little while after I moved to where I'm at right now, this apartment I'm in right now, and she lives down the street from me. But she never knew where I live now. She last place she was at was my last place, but like I have not seen her. I never saw her after I moved over here. I spoke to her after I moved over here, but I never saw her. I was kind of pulling away, but yeah.
I talked since you blocked her on everything?
No, she reached out to one of my friends though.
Because you ain't have to, you could have had a conversation with this.
I told you I was whack. I stand by that.
Because that was mean. Because she was over here. Because, you know, she was concerned about what was going on.
And she wasn't concerned. She knew I was safe. She knew I was ignoring her.
Well, she was trying to figure out what she did wrong. And you didn't even give her a chance to know that she was just getting on your nerves.
That just felt like too much. She wasn't going to accept that. I've dealt with that personality before. They don't hear that.
Oh my God.
Hey, girl, you're exhausting. How does that sound? You talking about that's mean. What's more mean than that? Is it meaner for me to just dip and you don't know why? Or is it meaner for me to be like, your personality is exhausting to me and I don't like being around you? What is meaner?
You mean, I don't know, but it just became real mean to just be like, I'm just going to block you on everything. And you don't know why. And you don't know what you did. And then every time they go through life, they're going to be sitting here wondering what they did.
And she spelled my name wrong too many times. That also irritated me. I'm like, girl, you done known me for all these years. Why are you spelling my name wrong? Texting me, asking me for stupid stuff. It was a lot that led up to that. She irritated me on several levels. I ain't gonna go into all the specifics, but she had irritated me on several levels. Besides that, just that happening, and all of it could have probably been excused if she wasn't exhausting to me. But yes, I was not, that was not good on my part. I can admit that.
Not at all, sister.
I can admit that. But I ain't gonna unblock her. I ain't gonna have no conversation. I'm gonna leave her over there because she ain't got access to me, like I said, so.
Well, it is what it is. We suck. I'm sorry, listener.
Yeah, sorry, listener. We're not good, but maybe we're just making you know that you're not so bad.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to do. I ain't gonna lie to you. But I wish you the best.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck. You ready to move into the playlist?
Shit, barely. Yeah.
Gosh,
the playlist. You gonna go first though?
Sure, but you're gonna have to write this down because I don't know how to say this person's name.
Oh my gosh, Jalen, you ain't helping me.
Fine, I'll do that one last. Okay, so you gotta be writing this down anyway. What you mean I ain't helping you?
It's fine. Hold up, let me go. Let me just pull up Spotify so I can add it. Also, y'all, I am sorry. I did not know that the Spotify playlist was private.
You sure didn't, because I looked at it again, tried to find it again after I told you.
I made it public.
Did not see. You're going to have to send me a link because I didn't see nothing.
I'll send you the link. I for sure made it public because I made it public when you told me it was private.
Well, I ain't see it.
Now, if it made it private again, they just don't want it to be public.
Well, maybe that's the case, but I tried to find it. I did.
Yes, it giving me the option to click it and say make secret. That means it is private.
I mean, why don't see it? So send me a link.
Figure it out.
No, you figure it out and send me the link now. So my first song is by somebody named Lolo, something I can't spell. So for your spelling, Trey, or listeners, it's Lolo, spelt like that, L-O-L-O, last name, Z-O-U-A-I. And the song is High Highs to Low Lows.
Found. I was like, why is she laughing? For sure, for sure. Added that to the playlist. My song on the playlist this week is going to be, I'm giving y'all all nostalgia. Is that the word? If it ain't, y'all know what I meant. Today, I'm giving y'all older songs once again because I haven't listened to anything new. I'm going to throw in Forever by Lil Mo and Fabulous. You not know what that song is? I can't see your face.
It's not computing.
I was going to sing it, but I can't sing today.
All right, whatever.
Can I'll you live with this? Loving me for life. To have and hold forever.
I don't know. It must be. Well, you said Lil Mo and Fabulous. So that's probably why it ain't clicking as fast for me. And not the opposite. Okay. It's cool. I'll listen to it later. My second song is G-Eazy, Provide. Who was on the song? Chris Brown or somebody? Somebody was singing on this hook. And I thought it was cute.
G-Eazy. I was about to say, yeah, Chris Brown. It's featuring Chris Brown and Mark Morrison, whoever that is.
And it's a sample, of course. As you know how these Negroes do. Everything is a sample.
Yeah, you know, that's what it is nowadays.
Some people just be over sampling, but I ain't going to say no names. Y'all know your own names.
Yeah, that's on there. Threw that on the playlist for you.
Like y'all ain't going to leave no samples for nobody else. Y'all sample so much.
My next song on the playlist. Wait, that's on there already. Oh, well, I'm going to put this one in. My next song on the playlist is going to be Me by Tamia. Not me as in me.
Oh, I was like, oh, okay, which one?
This song also, after I listened to this album after last week, so, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to throw this on here. Listen to this whole album.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything about that song because I'm incapable currently. I like it though. My last song is Viking by Frank Ocean. It's the one with everybody else on it though, because it's one by himself, and it's the one I'm talking about is the one with Jay-Z and Tyler, the Creator.
Okay. Yep. See that. All right, so my next song, let me see if it's even, I don't know if I wanted it on here, but I don't know if it's on Spotify or not, because it disappeared on me like at a random point in time. So if it is on there, I'll add it to the playlist. If not, oh well, it is what it is. Oh, it is. So my last song on the playlist this week, because once again, I've been going through it, I'm going to put on here, Be Okay. Y'all cancel her, but I don't care. It's by Chrisette Michelle. And Will I Am, it's honestly, it's just something that just motivated me and motivates me when I be going through it. So I be needing this song. So I'm gonna throw that on the playlist this week because I'm gonna be okay. And that is what it is. So yes, that concludes our playlist this week.
Yay.
Take care of y'all. I'm gonna end with this. Take care of yourselves and be great and be blessed and do all things that make you happy. Y'all have a good weekend.
Amen.